USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was another night of violence in dozens of cities across the United States. Night six of protests, many of which turned into riots over the Minneapolis police custody death of George Floyd a week ago today. Nearly 40 cities are under nighttime curfews. National Guard troops have been activated in 15 states as well as Washington, D.C. New York City authorities believe the violence there associated with the George Floyd death has been planned out. NYPD Chief John Miller is saying that they have evidence from anarchist leaders.
Advanced scouts using encrypted communications, having resupply routes for things like gasoline and accelerants, as well as rocks and bottles.
Today marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which experts say will be a very active one this year. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.